Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right. Wine! 95-7 The Game. Welcome back. 49ers... Cardinals on Sunday in Arizona. I need help from the listener. The listeners.
Yeah, we got a lot.
All right. What would you do? This is for all the parents out there. Okay, so I don't care. It's going to take a second, but I'm setting it up
anyway.
Tell
what happened during the break.
Yeah, I will. Okay. I will. I got to set the whole thing up.
Yeah.
It's parents weekend at my daughter's college.
Tulane.
Yeah. And about 3 months ago, she was home, and I said, hey, MP, what about parents weekend? When is it this year? And before Mary Page could answer, Susan said, I think that's a freshman year thing. Once they're sophomores, I don't think it's a big deal. And Paige didn't really say that.
Okay.
So a week ago, Paige starts saying she's really upset because we're not coming. And then yesterday, she said, she's...
Anyway. I told you should have called her. You didn't.
What would you do here? She just has texted her mother.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm so depressed. I'm so sad. And the response is, because of parents' weekend? And MP said, yes. The fact that I don't have any parents coming isn't sitting right with me right now. And so she's like, this is so depressing.
Be a dad, Steiny.
Now we're getting there tonight.
No, that's too late.
At 11 p.m.
If my daughter's going through that anguish upstairs mentally, break her off a call. And then if you ruin it, you tell Susan, you know what? I was doing it for my baby. But Steiny, break. Just send her a call during the break. We're on our way. Don't tell your mom. Dude, that would make the rest of her day before you got there. To hell with surprises. I don't like hearing
this is
my
daughter. So difficult.
This is part two of the anguish. Yesterday was part one.
Yeah, this is.
Just hit her, man. Just like,
she's got to hang in there for 11 more hours. That's it.
I don't like that. I don't like that, Steiny. I don't like that.
I'm
a softy, man.
Should I go behind the mom's back?
That's what we'll hear from the people. That's your relationship with that Sharon baby,
That is true.
I'm their dad. Like, look, just play it off. I've done that. I've done worse. But
it's breaking my heart.
Yeah, it's breaking mine. Because you can stop it with a simple phone call. Hey, don't tell moms. We're on our way. She's grown, Steiny. Or what do you think if you don't, the tears that she's going to show if she doesn't find out will flow so much? Is that what you're worried? You kind of kill that part, but you put your daughter's mind at ease.
Well, like Estimated Eyes goes on the YouTube chat, come on, Steiny, lean into it. Lean into what? Keeping it from her or telling her?
I guess that is what they mean.
Okay, this is great.
People saying don't be soft.
707 saying, call her to calm her down, but don't give up the surprise.
Oh, if you call, you got to give. What are you going to do? You make it worse. Yeah, I'm over here. You're there. It's like, yeah, I know you're sad.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit tight you what for I would now.
Do. Are you thinking about calling her and cheating? That's your baby
I'm
girl.
No, I'm actually thinking about what the 707 did, just calling her and see how she's doing.
That makes it worse to me.
Let's go to Will in Pleasanton.
Will.
Hey, Will, how you doing?
Hey, what's up? I got some advice for you, Steiny. Oh. I'm a father of trip.
Oh, we lost. Hey, Will, what happened? Will, we lost you. You got to call back.
Did he say triplets?
I think he was going to say triplets.
What does a man eat or have for dinner or drink to have triplets? You know what I'm saying? Like, if they could do some analytics of, boy, you hit it out the park with that one. Triplets.
A lot of people are saying, what if she's listening? First of all, she's not.
Okay, well, there.
But secondly, you know what? If she were, so what? Then she's not depressed.
People calling me soft. I just don't want her to beat herself up. You know what I mean.
Will's back?
Yeah.
What's up, Will? How you doing?
Triplets, Will?
Yeah, 21-year-old triplets, you know? So, I'd be excited to surprise her, too, because that's something I totally would do with my kids. But I think if I knew, I would go with, you call her, and you go, like, so are there any, like, big plans for, you know, for tonight? You know, I know it's a big weekend for you, da-da-la-la-la. And then at the end go, well, yeah, I think you can come pick me up at the airport because I land at 7.
Not bad.
Will, so that's telling her.
That's
though.
Not bad.
Yeah, that's telling her.
Here's the thing: her friends at Tulane, whose parents are coming, they all know.
Okay, but they're doing her no justice because she sent in emails letting you know she's distraught.
Well, they're probably playing. Yeah, yeah. You know what?
Parents are here.
No, but so they're going to make sure she's around. You know what I mean?
Okay, like,
we're going to know where she is because the other. Her girlfriend's parents are going to do something with her tonight.
You're a girl dance,
and then we'll meet her.
This
meet
girl dads are soft. You need to break her off a call.
Here's the other thing. Her mom?
Yeah.
Is kind of laughing.
Yeah, see that.
You know that? So that?
The mother hen.
Because I said to her yesterday, let's just tell her. And she's like, no. She's fine. She's being dramatic.
All right.
Okay. Well. So anyway, thanks for the advice, everybody.
The amount of people saying I'm soft.
Well,
I'm
I am too. I want to call her and say, don't cry, little girl. You're fine. You're going to be okay.
Yeah.
We'll be there in about 6 hours. Anyway.
How long the flight?
Four hours.
You going to eat before at the airport?
I don't think I'm going to have a lot of time.
Well, they don't feed you on the plane. Remember back in the day, they used to feed you. Real meal.
I got to find out when the flight. I think the flight's at 4:30.
Right.
How long does it take on BART to get down to the airport from here?
I wouldn't know.
We talked about that yesterday. You need to get over that. You need to start embracing public transportation.
I don't trust people. It's waning. Look around. And real quick, Steiny, I'm not being thoughts and prayers with Coach Beam.
No doubt.
Over in Laney College. He was shot yesterday on campus. WTF, man. That's all I'm saying, Steiny. Like, that's terrible, man. That's a black eye, man.
We haven't heard from this gentleman in a little while. In fact, we were getting ready to send out a search party down to Monte Rio. Skinny Bob!
On a Friday!
Welcome back, Skinny Bob. How you doing, my man?
Hey, I'm doing pretty damn good. Broke a toe yesterday. Had 3 teeth pulled yesterday.
Jesus!
Other than that, I'm doing super.
You're worse than the Niners, Skinny Bob. What happened?
I, 6 in the morning, I was reading and Cowboy was in the garage. It's dark. And I forgot to take off my reading glasses, and there's a step down into the garage. So I ended up on the concrete floor for a few minutes.
Wow. Yikes.
Yeah, but I'm fine. Okay. I'm a very lucky guy.
You are.
And, you know, he didn't miss a walk, so I'm doing okay.
Yeah,
I can't
Cowboy,
complain about anything.
Yeah, Cowboy is Skinny Bob's dog. He's a beautiful husky, if some listeners
Absolutely.
Don't know.
Yeah, he's 10 and a half now and doing well, and I'm doing well.
I love huskies.
Steiny, I tell you, yeah, I do too. You should send some flowers with a comment. Add that to it. Add to that dimension.
Like, yeah.
And,
okay.
Yeah, I think flowers would add to the surprise. In other words, she knows you guys care. It's terribly sorry I can't be there or something like that. But then, boom, it's you're there and nothing better. I got
That's
one
not
son.
Bad. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, there you go.
What about your son?
Well, I got one son, and, you know, he's a wonderful guy, and I love surprising him. So I'm always thinking like a meal or something, sending something out to him.
Yeah,
did you
man.
Have a good day on me?
That's a good
hey,
idea.
Hey, Skinny Bob,
well, I'm a lucky man.
You are. I'm nosy by nature. I just got to ask this because I love you. The teeth pull, was that a result of the fall?
No,
okay.
No.
Right. I just wanted to make sure.
No.
Okay. All right.
That's a result of being 80 years old
All right,
and
I got
having
you.
Some pain.
Skinny Bob, you mind if I ask you a personal question?
No, go right ahead.
Is there a Mrs. Skinny Bob, or was there?
Absolutely. She lives two houses away from me.
Perfect.
It is. I have a rental in the middle.
Yeah. Oh, my. Yeah, you got to come pull up and come in studio, man. One day, Skinny Bob.
No, you guys got to come here. I'm going to give you a year's worth of golf balls.
Oh, Steiny's on
each
his way.
One of you.
All right. We'll be back in touch, Skinny. Thank you so much, my man. Great advice.
Yeah, fall.
Skinny Bob coming through.
She lives two doors down. That's perfect. Oh, man.
You're going to talk about playing chess. Skinny Bob is playing relationship chess.
Got a rental in the middle. Oh, man. Get that paper.
Oh, my God.
Dude, he fail. We get older, Steiny.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm just laughing at him saying, oh, there's a Mrs. Skinny. Right. She lives two doors down. Right. Oh, my God.
Ah, that was great.
I want to know, is there a woman who's renting in the middle? That's what I want to know. RJ's in Napa. What's going on, RJ? How you doing?
Oh, man.
Hey, tough act to follow with Skinny Bob there, but just want to throw this out there as a fellow girl dad. I side with giving her a heads up that you're on your way.
Yeah.
This is why. Not to be political, but there's about a 75% chance that your flight is going to be delayed or canceled. So you at least want her to know that you're trying to get there. So that's all I got. Thanks, guys.
Thank you,
yeah.
RJ.
Another guy that understands. I have a daughter, Steiny. Just break her off the call. The anguish that your baby's going through right now.
I mean, the bottom line is, if I'm going to call, I need to do it on the air now. You know
that would be awesome.
I need to do
it, that would be awesome.
I just, yeah. I don't know.
Hopefully he's wrong about the delay. I thought we fixed that. The shutdown's over.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so, but not sure. All right, back to Purdy. Oh, by the way, it's not going to be what's bugging me today, but how does Cal Raleigh not win the MVP?
That should, I want you to do, remember how sometimes we start shows and you're like, go. I think that should be your what's, but that's, I love me some Aaron Judge. Otani, they got it right, but Steiny, he wasn't the MVP, man. That don't sit right with
me. Sure, I'm with you.
Come on, man. How do you get that? I get you got the right uniform on, but damn, and I'm no hater. Again, I love me some
Judge. No doubt.
Cal Raleigh was incredible, man.
And there's just, it's the bottom line is there's one difference. One guy plays on the East and one guy plays on the West.
There's nothing else you think's in to play, huh?
What? No.
One guy had a batting average of 331 and one had a batting average of 247.
Now, damn.
So now batting average matters.
Nah, but man, Steiny, wow.
How many games did Judge play?
Wow. Damn, Carter, is that where you're going? No, but
probably around 130. Raleigh played about 150.
We're in an era of baseball where
the other
you strike out three, four times in a game, nobody cares. Before you'd be embarrassed or move. That's a discrepancy of like, oh my gosh, you really want your MVP batting 247?
He hit 60 homers.
But that would be to me the opinion. And I think 60 homers is, but Steiny, 247.
Also, he actually caught. Like he is a catcher. Yeah.
He didn't catch the MVP.
Anyway, like you look
Carter. He's not.
Look at Johnny Bench's best year. All right. And then look at what this guy did last year. Come on.
But Stani, the average.
I thought catcher was like the most important position on the field. So he's hitting 62 homers and managing a pitching staff. Come on now. Judge.
What about Ohtani?
What'd he do?
Win another MVP. The dude's
a
machine.
Cheapy this year.
Okay, how? Stani, it's incredible.
What, how many homers did he hit this year? Like 50?
I want to say 55 homers. I don't know. He did that in, 2024. 53. He hit 55 in 2024.
So he's won four MVPs in 5 years?
Yeah. Think about that.
That is pretty amazing. Has anybody ever done that in either league, four and five, I wonder?
Bonds.
Did he?
Well, not in both, but.
Not.
Like Ohtani won his first one with the Angels.
Oh, right.
This is incredible, man. Yeah.
So, but Bonds won 4 and 5 one year.
Bonds won 4 in a row.
Huh.
Were you offended that Raleigh didn't get it with the 247?
Not offended, but I would have voted for Cal Raleigh.
All right. And we know you would have, right, Sonny?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's go to Anthony. Anthony's in Hayward. Hey, Anthony, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Same to you.
I just want to chime in on the MVP.
Okay.
I agree with Judge winning. I hate the Yankees, but if you just look at the numbers, the batting average, far above than Cal. The OBP, far above. The slugging percentage, far above. The hits, he got more hits. It's just his numbers are way better. And when is the last time the MVP decided on defense? Never. So it shouldn't be that case this year either.
Mm. Yeah.
Carter sold me.
Appreciate it, Anthony. Yeah.
Now I'm like,
I mean,
man.
I also think, I mean, defense doesn't matter. I guess not. But
I was told batting average is dead.
That's what I thought.
Well, obviously,
because
247 and 331, that's a big gap.
I hope Evan's in a good mood right now.
Why?
Did you see? This always gets him mad, right? Let me get this straight. Skeens won the Cy Young and he was 10-10.
He won it unanimously.
That would have never happened in my day.
Yeah, he won it unanimously, man. Skeens.
You heard that, Sonny?
No.
The key word, unanimously.
Oh yeah. Dude, man.
He's the best pitcher in the National League.
That's all.
It's not close.
Who led the NL in wins?
Somebody
you
last
don't even know. Yeah,
that's why I'm asking.
Somebody's arguing for Peralta last night on TV. I wanted to go through the, like, it ain't even about, dude, this pitcher is better than Peralta. Stop it. Just, man.
Yeah, Logan Webb's better than Paul Skeens. He got more wins. Sure.
Webb was fourth.
How did it go? Do you know offhand?
No, I don't have it in front of me.
Christopher Sanchez for the Phillies, I think, came in second, and Yamamoto was third.
What about Lizardo?
This time Jesus got left off.
Oh, man.
All right.
Yeah, I think I changed my tune on that. It's 247, 331, Stoney. I'm sorry.
Most guys hit 220 now.
But they said we can't stoop to this level and give a guy
MVP.
Second. Rod Carew, what would your boy say about an MVP batting 240? Forget the homer. 247.
Don't bring Rod into this.
Sonny, come on.
Do not bring Rod Carew into this.
Tony Gwynn, rest in peace. Come on, man. What are we doing to my sport? 247. They got it right.
My feeling is, seriously, if pitchers' records are, you know, relatively insignificant, then batting average is too now for hitters.
No, you're responsible for your batting average. A pitcher's not responsible for his team if they can't hit.
Here's the other thing about Raleigh that you don't even know.
What?
He had 13 at-bats this year where he hit the ball to the right side with less than two outs with a runner on second. He gave himself up. So 247's actually 259.
All hail the judge.
Don't look it up, Evan. I made it up. I don't know if
they
ever
got it right, man. 247. I don't know why I thought that boy was about 274.
No, I knew he was 247.
247. I didn't left the courtroom. Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
Here's, you brought up an interesting point.
I always do.
Well, what pisses me off is you change. Who was my guy who called in? Who was the baseball guy who called in? Just now? Anthony?
You know I'm getting old, man.
Anyway.
Yeah, Anthony.
He changes your mind in 14 seconds.
No, Carter did. Carter,
well, that's even worse.
You know, no, Carter, when he said,
I can come at you with facts for 4 hours and you won't change your mind.
But and that's what life's about.
That gap, Stu, like baseball would have been in real trouble. Had that 247, I'm sorry, Donnie.
Oh.
You might have had 70 homers, but you can't.
You know what? I can rest easy. You know why? Because on that one, Evan agrees with me.
I'm with you. Why y'all had me thinking he batted 274 for Evan, 247?
I just think it's hard to quantify the position that he plays.
Mm.
Like, to me, similar to how tight ends in some fantasy leagues you'll see get valued more, like receptions, yards, I think it should be that way with catchers.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. If you have Raleigh on your team as a catcher in fantasy baseball, that is such an advantage. Because your catcher's hitting 60 and the other catchers are hitting less.
A little bit of an update for you guys. Right. This is from Anthony Slater of ESPN. Jonathan Kuminga will miss tonight's game in San Antonio with bilateral knee tendonitis. No structural issue. Absence should be relatively short term.
Mm. All right. Well, look.
More richer.
Because it's a Friday.
He was playing anyway.
Because we're optimistic. That's why he didn't play on Wednesday in the second half.
Yeah, that's Kuminga. What we told you.
Maybe that's why he's been struggling lately. So they'll play the San Antonio Spurs tonight without him, and that game will start around midnight, I believe.
Yeah.
8:30 local time.
Will you be able to catch
6:30. Yeah. No, I think I'm going to miss it.
Okay.
Although...
No, you got Prime in your hotel room. You know, they got the logins where you can watch your stuff in the hotel room. You can, it's always there for you. They, oh, I missed it. It'll be there for you.
Yeah, I'm not...
You don't like doing that.
It's going to be on the plane.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Because we'll be in the air.
Yeah.
But I could...
No, I was saying when you got back doing your whole night, if you, like I do, 1 in the morning or 12:30 a.m., whatever, you could just dial it up and watch the game back.
That's true. That's true. We talk about what, you know, what we expect from Purdy. What do you expect from Ricky Pearsall?
Ah, man. What, and you think I'm being a smart ass. What if I just told you, and Matt kind of talked on it. I was shocked. He kind of agreed where I was going. But what if I told you, I don't give a damn about a stat. Just come out of this game healthy, Ricky Pearsall. What about, I said, make it to Monday night against Carolina.
What? And then he can get hurt?
No, I'm just like, but that's, you know what I mean, Stoney? Like, I'm excited he's out there. It's going to make, you would think, Brock's job easier.
I'm
but
I'm not as superstitious as you.
Mm. So. But Matt was saying there's something to see here with Ricky in his unavailability.
Yeah, I mean, first 2 years, he's probably played
and showed up to
games,
and he
right?
brought up, showed up to OTAs with the hammy. I know you guys laughed at me, but I was like, man, you're a young pup.
The question I have for 49er fans is we've seen, like, how do you think fans feel about the way Kyle handled this quarterback situation? Like, I got to tell you, I don't really have a problem with much of anything about how they've gotten to this point. I just don't.
I'm
like,
totally with you.
Okay. So we're not blaming anybody for anything.
No.
He got hurt.
And how was that Kyle's responsibility that your Ferrari blew a gasket?
Well, I mean, some people might blame say Kyle Shanahan has to have some of the blame for playing him against Jacksonville.
Okay, all right.
You know, no. And I don't remember this. And this is maybe Evan or Carter does because they're, or you. So they asked Brock if it was a mistake to play against Jacksonville.
He said no.
Right.
He felt good that whole week.
And our main man and Evan's friend, no, on the chat said, did Kyle ever say it was a mistake? Because no was saying, that's interesting, because Kyle said it was a mistake.
Of that. So we'll leave it up to the young fellas.
I don't think it's a big deal. It's fine.
So
I don't
Kyle think said that, was it yesterday?
I don't know. I think it was this was a while ago. Yeah. This would have been a while ago.
I don't remember him saying that because I think we would have ran with it.
Yeah, I don't either.
Crucified him.
Yeah, I don't either. That's why I'm just kind of asking if somebody remembers hearing it or not because I'm not sure.
And I'm going to give you a layup. Last catcher to win MVP in Major League Baseball.
I-Rod.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Who? Ivan Rodriguez.
Buster Posey.
Is that the year he won it with 42 RBIs?
Yeah, Kutch was on his butt. He won it. 2012.
Posey was terrific. And what a really smart managerial hire, bringing Bruce Bochy back, I thought.
I don't think that's funny.
I do.
I think it's smart.
First of all, it's Evan's joke, and I think it's funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. So what's at risk here for the 49ers, for Shanahan, for Brock Purdy, for the organization? Is there any risk involved in this move? I mean, I just told you the way I feel. I feel like we're at this point, and it's time, but I know there's a lot of consternation out there. 888-957-9570. Let's get into the 49ers at the Cardinals on Sunday. And don't forget, it's a Football Friday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. That segment also brought to you by Moderna.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.